Freelance Mum, the mother of all networking. Come and join our awesome online and offline community, which supports all your business needs, including child-friendly networks across the UK, plus our weekly online coffee morning. I'm Faye Dicker, voiceover artist and founder of Freelance Mum. And here's in this week's podcast,
we're going to be talking about building confidence and strategies in which you can help when it comes to dealing with confidence and approaching your own business. So I've got my 10 top tips that I hope can really help you as you navigate juggling your own successful career around motherhood. And let's face it, you are the face of your career. So it's all important that you believe in yourself. Let's start with number one, which is identifying strengths. Now, this is key when it comes to making sure you identify with your own core values. Recognize your unique strengths that you have as an individual and that you have as a self-employed person running their own business. Just take a step right back now. Almost visualize yourself right back onto day one. Can you remember what you looked like, what you wore, what it felt like when you first set out on that journey? Perhaps it's actually not that long ago, or maybe it's something that you embarked on 10 years ago. Can you look back at your younger self and see how far you have already come? Can you see where already those sparks were shining through, those creative glimmers that were showing? Those are your unique strengths. Those are your strengths that you bring into the frame each and every day. Even if you're, for example, a graphic designer, and there are many graphic designers, there are many voiceover artists, people are identifying with you, your unique selling point, your USP, your unique strength. So make sure that you sit down and spend some time identifying your strengths. What is it that people look for in you that is you and you alone? Make sure that you really do spend some time just sitting down and thinking about your own core values and what it is that you as an individual bring into the mix every time you show up as a freelancer. These are the things that people cannot imitate. These are the things that even your biggest competitor could not even want to be if they tried to be, because this is what you bring every time you show up and be you. So keep on identifying your own core strengths. Sit down and write them down if you want to. It's really important that you do that. Look back on your CV, look back on some of your best and most notable achievements, because this is where you have been at your best. Number two, celebrate achievements. Now, this is really important, and we do this every week at Freelance Mum, and we take time every Friday to ask in the mothership, you know, what are your golden moments? No win too big and no warm and fuzzy too small. And it might sound cheesy, but it's really important that as freelancers and as mums that we take time to celebrate the small victories as well as the really big milestones, because these are the things that give us confidence and help motivate us, you know, keep us going day after day when you are the face of your business, when you are the bookkeeper, when you are the social media campaign manager, as well as doing the work every single day. It is really, really important that you just take a moment and say, I did that. You know, high five to me. I got that piece of work. I thought of it. I achieved it. I got it out there. That was me. And take time to celebrate it. Celebrate it out loud. Celebrate it with your network. Celebrate it with your family. But do take a moment to pause before you go on to the next thing, onto the next amazing idea that you're going to happen, and celebrate it. Take time to celebrate the small stuff and share it with others, because they are the people, they are your ambassadors who'll be shouting it from the rooftops. Even if you're feeling too shy to share it with the world, make sure that you share it with your network so that they can tell others, even if you feel that you can't do it yourself. Number three, set realistic goals. Now, I'm all for setting those big, audacious, hairy goals. That's really important too. But make sure that you set small goals that are achievable along the way. Now, my husband bought me for Christmas this year a really simple notepad, and it's just a really simple way of breaking it down. It quite simply says, today's plan of attack, and it's got down most critical, would be nice and not a chance. And the simple task of just writing down the most important things, the not a chance and would be nices, really help to prioritise. And let's face it, when you're time poor, it is really important that you work smart. And I know we hear that turn of phrase all the time, but what does that actually mean? Well, it means breaking tasks into realistic amounts so that you don't feel at the end of the day like you haven't been accountable, like a busy fool. That inner voice isn't helpful. So break it down. Make sure as well that you can break those goals into small, consistent, progressions so that you can keep seeing the results of your work. And make sure that you write down that big audacious goal so that you've got a plan. You know where you're going, but make sure that you break that down into bite-sized amounts and celebrate it along the way. Different people work in different ways. I have a friend, a member of Freelance Mum, who breaks down her tasks into how long each task is, which is a great way if you suddenly find yourself 15 minutes at the end of the day before you do the school run, you're feeling like you're motoring. What's that one Billy bonus job that you can do? Pick up that task and put it in there, but make sure that you do set realistic goals. So at the end of the day, you're not feeling like you've worked in a scattergun fashion and you've no sense of direction. So just break those into manageable tasks. Okay, number four, this is really important and there's so many different ways in which you can do this, but seek support and don't wait until you're at a point where you're like, you're drowning, but make sure that you've got, for example, someone to mentor you. You know, if I'm talking to you, I'm always guaranteed to start talking to you about having a network, but it doesn't matter what that network looks like. But being part of a supportive community is really, really important. It can really help build your own confidence. It can help you to step out in a safe space and to have a go at public speaking or have a go at doing something like even small, like a 5 minutes with slot, something that really helps you to hear your own voice and others to hear it too. It helps you to practice in a safe and supportive environment, speaking out loud, sharing your own knowledge, and passing on those pearls of wisdom. And before you know it, you'll start to be seen as your own centre of excellence, the go-to in your field. And it's by doing that sort of thing that you start to build your sense of worth, build your sense of confidence, and remind you that really you do know your stuff. You are top of your game. You can still be imperfect. You can still seek to absorb more, to learn more, but it doesn't mean to say that you don't have pearls of wisdom in which to pass on. Keep building that confidence every day. Keep stepping out. Ask for guidance. Look out for mentors. Look out for people who you admire. Look out for people who you stop when you're scrolling on social media because you look up to them. Look at what it is that you look up to. What are those key qualities and how can you apply them in your own freelancing world? Number five, this is a great one, continuous learning. I think it's really important to always be open to learning, and it doesn't matter what that looks like. You can embark on picking up a book or a free online learning course, but learning is really important because it helps you develop different skills in your particular field, as well as acquiring new knowledge that you in turn, of course, can pass on to fellow self-employed people. And it will make you stand out and it will help you build confidence. Ask yourself, what is it that's holding you back? Do you look at others and think, I could do that? Why is it that you're stepping back from offering it? Is it that you're lacking in the confidence to do it? Or is it that you're just lacking in a little bit of know-how? Or is it that actually, really, truly, you don't want to do it? Whatever the answer is, make sure that you address why it is that something is holding you back. And don't be not knowing the answer being the thing that holds you back. There's so much free online learning at the moment that you can look into to continuously build your confidence when it comes to your profession. And if January is a quiet time of year, which it typically is for lots of professions, now is a great time to be looking to additional strings to your bow. So look into continuous learning, different ways that you can apply that to your own amazing small business. Number six. Now, this is a really important one. Positive self-talk. Now, we've all heard about inner chimps and the way in which we talk to each other. And those flipping chimps can be really mean sometimes. And you think you can be doing a really good job and suddenly turn around and you are your own worst critic. It's a bit like if you've got a spot on your face and the first thing you do when you look in the mirror is you hone in on that spot. Well, nobody else sees it, but your eyes are focusing on that one tiny flaw. Look at the whole of you, because you are a complete picture, and make sure that that positive voice is positive self-talk. Be kind to yourself. You're doing really well each and every day in your business. So don't beat yourself up. Don't be your own worst critic. That voice isn't needed. That fight or flight isn't needed right now for you in your business. You're amazing. You've got this. And listen to others who make you feel good too. Listen to those people who, when you hear their voice, when you listen to a voice note, you feel good. You know you've got this. They put a smile on your face. They bring joy. Positive self-talk is something you can apply to yourself every single day to help overcome the self-doubt. It is not needed. Thank you, self-doubt. You do not have a place today. I do not need you in my life because I'm going on to do amazing, brilliant things. Number 7. Visualization. Now, I'm a big dreamer. In fact, sometimes I think I possibly dream too big. And it's really important to dream big, but it's also really important to have a plan as well. But make sure that you can call it as formal as visualization, but make sure that you do allow time to sit and dream. There's loads of guided meditations that are available online if you need that to help, or just create time and space in which to relax. Maybe it's just sitting in a favourite area, or maybe it's going for a walk away from everything. But make sure that you do allow time to visualise what it is that you're working towards. Now, that's not just necessarily the business goal, but it's actually what you want it to look and feel like within your own family home. How do you want to live your life, your full and rich life? We're only here once. We really want to make it count. So make sure that you allow time and space in your busy working world in which to visualize the things that it is that you're working towards. What do they look and feel like? What do you look and feel like living your freelance mom life to your absolute fullest? And take time to do that. It's not just about winning awards, but it's about how that feels in everyday life. Are you walking fast? Are you walking slowly? What clothes do you wear? Where do you live? Do you feel warm? What does every day look and feel like to you? Take time out to just visualize or daydream, whatever it is to you. And just by doing that will help you feel more confident when it comes to building your amazing business. Number 8. Make sure that you face challenges head on. Now, this can be applied really to every aspect in life, whether that's working on your business or whether it's dealing with a problem at home. But don't hide your head. Don't tuck that thing under a rug. Make sure that you deal with things. Do a reframe here. Challenges are just opportunities for growth. And it's by working through challenges, they're not breakdowns, but breakthroughs, that you can see that you're growing. We all have to face challenges every day, and they're harder when you're self-employed because you don't have that person that you're sitting next to, that you're sharing an office with, that you can turn around and say, have you got any idea how to edit this post? How do I do this? How do I do this thing on social? It can be so utterly frustrating. But face those challenges. Make sure that you have people that you can ask. I think one of the biggest challenges as a self-employed person is social media. And often I find that once I start Googling it or trying to find a YouTube on something, I've lost it. And that can be so frustrating. But by asking the right person, by getting the answer, and by just coming back to something fresh can be really useful. And you've learned a thing. You've learned how to do something. Ask the experts, work things out. And at the end of the day, and I do mean quite literally at the end of the day, you will have learned a new skill. You will have identified something and worked through it. But deal with those challenges. Don't be too scared to tackle something. Don't be put off by working out how to put your business on Google Biz, for example. These are things that you can do, and ask for help, and you'll feel a huge sense of accomplishment. And next time you see somebody else asking for help, it turns out that you will know the answer. And it's by doing this that they will reinforce your own confidence in being an independent freelancer, nailing it at life, juggling your own freelance mum life. Number 9, personal branding. Now, this is a really important one, and one that actually will make you feel so much better. When you look at personal branding, you are your own personal brand. You know, the way in which you do that each and every day, you're representing, you are the face of your business. And when you go out, and if you have a point in life when you can invest a bit more in getting your own branding done and speaking to a graphic designer, that again will really give you confidence. You may find perhaps you're not in the right place in which to pay for a full-on rebrand. There's lots of different graphic designers that will offer an audit or a consultation or a clinic in which they'll identify just simple tweaks that you can apply to your own small business. And just being slightly more polished in the way that you're presenting you, yourself, your business, the face of your business to the world will really give you confidence when you can see that you've got your brand colours, your brand guideline, and suddenly you feel and look the part, or you feel as though, yes, I'm looking my own best version of myself. And it's a real confidence boost, a real confidence boost. I'm going to sneak in an extra, actually. You're going to get a Billy Bonus one from me, because as I'm talking, I can feel a Billy Bonus one. And if you know me, you can probably already feel it coming. And number 10, this is your bonus one. Apply for awards. This is a whole subsection of podcasts, but I think it's really important. But the entire process of applying for awards is a completely cathartic one. And I find that by taking the time to apply for awards, just that alone can make me feel good. By the time that you've taken the time to write down all your achievements, why it is that you are a worthy award winner. It doesn't actually matter if you win that award or you don't win that award, but the process of alone of applying for an award makes you feel like, yeah, I've got it. I can do this. I've got it. I am amazing. I am worthy. I've thrown my hat in the ring and I am a worthy contender of this award. But I really do believe it. Now is the time. Start looking out for it. Now is the time you'll start seeing lots of different awards coming up and apply for them. You are worthy of this. And it doesn't matter if you're a shortlister or not, but just take the time to apply for those awards, because it's by applying for those awards that you will see just how far you will come, and it really will build your confidence. Number 10, and this is the hard one, but I think it's really important. Ask for feedback, ask for reviews, and if you're feeling brave enough, ask for improvement. And it's really important to do that, because you can continuously improve. So go back, number one, ask for those reviews. If you've recently done a piece of work with someone, ask for a testimonial and use that really effectively. And it's by reading that testimonial, by putting it out into the world, that will really truly build your confidence, and it'll make you feel great. It really truly do. And then if you're feeling brave enough, just ask, oh, how could I improve that? And when you get that bit of feedback, and you might just need to grow a slightly thicker bit of skin while you receive it, but chances are, if someone's worked with you, they're not going to be nasty, they're going to be kind. And if they've taken that time to leave a review, they might just go that step further and say, have you thought of this? Have you tried that? And by doing that, that really will give you, one, that constant chance of continuous improvement, but two, it will give you that real extra confidence boost. Now, I really hope that you found these 10 and Billy Bonus 11 top tips really helpful. And I'd love to hear different ways in which you help build your own confidence when it comes to running your own business. Because let's face it, running your business and being a mum are two of the most important jobs that you can do. And they can be a challenge. And that's why it's really, really important that every day you build that confidence and you apply that to your amazing business. So thanks for listening to the Freelance Mum podcast. And I can't wait to hear your own top tips when it comes to running your own business and building your own confidence. Thanks for joining us on the Freelance Mum podcast. I'm Faye Dicker, and don't forget, you can make a date with us every Wednesday on the Freelance Mum online coffee morning or at a local network near you. Come and try us out for free for 30 days at freelancemum.co.uk.